Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning into the program today. Hopefully your day's gone well. Mine's gone well, so hopefully yours is going well as possible. So let's go ahead and give you my website address. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. You can set up readings over there, and you can make a donation to the program if you would like to help us out. It costs money to be on Blog Talk, and like we are right now, and so any donation would be appreciated. So, all right, let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll play an opening song, and then we'll take your calls. The call-in number to the program, there's several people ahead of you already, but the call-in number is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. Father, Mother God, right now I just pray that you would just touch those that are not feeling good today. I just feel like there's several people that are not feeling up to par today, and I just ask that you would just meet their physical needs. And Archangel Raphael, I just ask that you would just send healing into their bodies right now, and we just thank you for that. And Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this program, and I just ask that you would just help me become the vessel that you always use on this program, and that you just bless the hearts of the people listening, and not because of anything that I do, just because of everything that you do and how you work through me. And Father, Mother God, I just ask that you would just be with my listeners right now. I just pray that you would just meet their need physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs that they have today, that you would just meet that. And Father, Mother God, sometimes it's easy for us to get confused and to get off track a little bit. And I just pray that you would just help us get on track more and more this year than any year in our lives, and just have more spiritual growth in us. And Father, Mother God, that's what I ask for myself. That's what I ask for my listeners as well. And I say namaste, and I say amen. Again, the call number to this program is 347-327-9316. We're going to go ahead and take a couple of calls, and then we're going to play a song. Let's go ahead with Connie. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Good. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. How can I help you?
I'm just a general.
Okay. Let me be quiet for just a second as I tap into your spirit guide and see what they might have to say to you today. Are you planning a move? Why would I see a move? I keep seeing a move for you.
No, I don't plan on moving.
You don't plan on moving? I keep seeing a move. Now, this could be like a spiritual move. You know, you're moving up in the spiritual realms a little bit. But I keep hearing movement or moving. I would say, you know, you're going to be growing spiritually this year. More this year than any year of your life. I definitely just see this year as things really popping for you. Your financial situation getting better. Things like that. Do you have any question that you would like to ask?
Just as far as employment, but I mean, I've learned to calm down on that a little bit, so I'm
not
as stressed out about it as I was before.
Yeah. I feel like you need just to relax with that, just lay back a little bit on that. because I feel like you're doing a good job. I think you're worrying about things that you don't need to worry about, stressing out about things that you don't need to stress out about. We do that all the time. I do that, you know, myself. You know, I start worrying about something, and before I realize that I'm in my head and not listening to spirit. And so we need to listen to spirit more and more. But as far as your employment goes, I don't see any problems. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for calling. Let's go ahead and talk to Patty. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You're on air. How can I help?
Yeah, I would like to know if you see anything in changes of work or improvement and or finances, and if there's anything I can do meditation-wise or anyway to help facilitate that.
Yeah, I keep hearing that you need to ask Archangel Michael for some help on the situation. So I'd ask Archangel Michael to assist you in this. But I do feel like that there is some kind of a change with your job. Looks like in March, for the better, some kind of improvement there. So definitely see that happening for you.
Okay. March, you say?
Okay. Yeah, okay. March. It looks like about March. Looks like about mid-March to me.
Do you see it in the same area or any movement elsewhere?
Yeah. I feel like it's with the same company. I mean, I feel that. I feel like some kind of advancement or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, something moving you up higher in the company. So, and it's going to be a little bit more money for you, so that's going to help you financially.
Yes, yeah, I need that right now. Don't we all?
Yeah. I don't know anybody that doesn't need financial assistance right now.
But
as far as you go, I would just look for some type of improvement in March in your job. So.
Okay, thank you kindly. I appreciate it, and be blessed and have
no
a great
problem.
Year. Thank
you.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go ahead and open with a song. I love this song, so we're going to play it. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. Your calls are next.
Coming in, waves. Thank you.
I just love that song. Let's take a minute just to be quiet. I think a lot of times we just get in a big hurry and life can make it seem out of control sometimes but let's just be quiet for just a second or two here and just focus on the spirit within us and the wonderful blessings that are coming our way. Because I don't know about you, but I feel good about this year and feel good about what Spirit's going to do. So let's just be quiet for just a second and focus on Spirit. And we'll take some more calls. Let's go ahead and speak to Mary, which has been patiently waiting to talk to me, I hope. Hi.
Hi. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing good. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm wondering what you see in terms of my career progression. I know that my current organization, which I just joined a few months ago, there is going to be a new leader coming on board in February, and I just want to see if things are going to do well, if the organization is going to do well as a whole, and you know if my role is going to increase down the line.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be an increase in your position. Looks like about April where things should be increasing with you due to the fact that the company in whole is changing and there's going to be vast improvement as far as work goes. Things are going to calm down once this new person takes the reins and things like that. It can always be scary when things are changing, but I feel like that there are good changes for you and for the company in a whole. So.
Oh, good. That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's a good improvement. This person's going to have really good leadership qualities, and going to lead a little different than maybe what other people expect. But overall, is going to be doing a good job. So.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem. I appreciate you calling in today.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.
Let's go ahead and talk to Tina. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello, how are you? Yes, hi. Yeah, I would like to know what your spirit has for me.
Okay. Just generally?
Yes.
Do you have a... Okay. All right. Are you dating? Are you dating at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. Is that pretty new, or has it been going on for a while?
It's been going on for a while.
Okay. I see it being a good thing. I mean, you didn't ask about the relationship, but I see a good relationship developing. So with what you currently have, so I would definitely see that. The one thing also spirits tell me for you to do is meditation, just quieting your mind a little bit. Finding those moments of peace, have a place in your home where you go to meditate, where you're not going to be disturbed or something like that. Seeing that would be a good thing for you. So, but definitely see a relationship working out. So, okay.
Oh, great. Yeah, and I'm moving. What do you get from the move?
Yeah, I see a move for you, but I don't see it till looks around about March or April.
Oh, okay. Because I'm working with a person, Cheryl. Do you see what you get from her? Yeah, that's what I was just seeing. The spirit picked up my move. And working with Cheryl.
I'm not picking up anything with that, but
okay.
I definitely see a move for you. So.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Bye.
No problem. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and speak to Rose. Oop, hold on. Let's go ahead and talk to Sharon since I have your mic open. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. Everybody skipped and I pushed the wrong button, but that's okay.
Oh, gosh. I'm doing what you asked. I'm sitting here trying to stay in control. Then.
All right.
Okay.
That piece. That's hard to do sometimes. It's like with me. I'll say I'm going to meditate between this time and this time, you know. And as soon as I do that, it's like my
Your
cell phone
wanders.
Will go off.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Or
know.
Something happens. Yeah. So how can I help you today?
Well, I guess I'm asking if I'm going to get any good news this week. I had two appointments this past week, interviews, and I wondered if any of them are going to come to fruition. And if not, if you see one coming, how's that?
Okay. I will tell you, I don't see anything happening this week. I do feel like it's going to happen the next week. So
They had a couple others to do at the beginning of this week. Yeah, a couple other interviews with other people. But
yeah.
Go on, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. I just feel like that they're not going to make a decision until sometime next week. So you just need to be patient. But I wouldn't expect anything this week. I'm not seeing that.
Okay. Do you see me manifesting a job soon? How's that?
Yeah, I feel like you're going to have one of the positions that you've already interviewed for. So,
okay.
So I see that coming into fulfillment. You should be working by the end of the month.
Oh, wonderful. And they're really good. They're big companies too. Oh, thank God. Anything else? Oh, that was my main question, Michael.
No, I just, you know, being patient with yourself. I don't know what that means exactly. Spirit saying that you need to be patient with yourself. Maybe put a little bit too much pressure on yourself at times.
I do.
We do that. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
And just relax. But, yeah, you should be working by the end of the month.
Perfect. Michael, thank you.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day,
no
okay?
problem. You okay. too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, so. Let's go ahead and talk to... now let's go talk to Rose before I forget. Hi, Rose.
Wow, yeah, I'm glad you didn't forget me.
I know. I was getting ready to click on you, and the switchboard jumped, and everybody jumped, and so that's all right. But at least I got to talk to you now, so how can I help?
Can I just have a general message, please?
Okay. General message is just to go with the flow, not to fight against what Spirit's trying to do. And Spirit's definitely moving in your life right now in a great way. I know that you need some healing right now. We're going to take care of that here in a minute. But, I definitely just, keep hearing, go with the flow, just get in, it's sort of like, the song talking about, waves keep coming in, waves keep coming in. And getting into that flow of spirit, and definitely see that happening for you. So. Okay.
Very nice. Thank you, Michael.
No problem. Now, where's your pain exactly?
my neck, my left shoulder, and then down into my back. This is the fifth day.
The fifth day. Okay, so it's your neck and your shoulder.
Mhm. It's all down the left side.
Down your left side. Okay. I'm making some notes here, so I won't forget. And then your left side. Okay. And this has been going on for 5 days now?
Yeah, this is the fifth day. I'm just miserable with it. You know, it's so hard to move, do anything.
I want you to do me a favor. Just close your eyes.
Okay.
Please. I just want you to relax with me for a second. And I want you to take a deep breath in with me. Take a deep breath in. And then I want you to breathe out. Just take another deep breath in. And then I want you to breathe out. And just keep your eyes closed. Archangel Raphael, I just ask that you would just come right now and minister unto Rose and just touch her right now and from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, especially on her left side. I don't want her to have any more pain on her left side. And so I want you to do this, and we're asking you to help us, and we appreciate it. And we just see healing going into Rose's body right now, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, especially on her left side. I don't want to see any pain. And we thank you for it. We say namaste and we say amen. Rose, you can open your eyes. And we're just going to trust Spirit's going to take care of you. And the healing's already taken place in you and stuff like that. Keep me informed what's going on with you. And let me know how you're feeling. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
I
brother.
Appreciate it.
No problem. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Let's go ahead and talk to Sharon in Ohio. You're on air with me. Whoop. Hold on. You will be on air with me if I click on your mic. Hi. Hello? Oh. I already talked to you. All right. Let's talk to 610. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How can I help you today?
We're checking at work. I've been laid off since December last year. And, you know, it was kind of rough, but what can you do? So, I've been applying for a few things, and I look every day, actually. I just, you know, haven't heard back anything yet. So I just wanted to see what you're picking up for me as far as landing, you know, a good job.
Yeah. I feel like that something's getting ready to open for you. It's like my spirit guide. It's funny sometimes, and he was showing me like a door that's been closed, but then he began to open it. It's like it's just opening very small and slow right now. But I feel like that you should be working by February.
Oh, okay.
You should.
February.
Yeah, it looks like at the very beginning of February.
Mm-hmm.
So something should be opening up for you.
Okay. Do you feel it's going to be the healthcare field or some other field, like some other industry?
I feel like it's something else. It's related. I will tell you, it's related to healthcare, but it's not exactly what you've been thinking about. It's going to be something different. It's going to be something that you can do. So.
Right. I mean, like I said, I'm not a doctor or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not, like I said, I mean, my field is working with, you know, information technology, but I'm willing to get out of my, you know, my area a little bit and to, you know, step out of my comfort zone. But as long as it's something in a hospital or a medical facility, something where, because that's where I see myself expanding, you know, in the future. I want to take more training in that.
Right.
Hopefully, you know, it will happen.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen for you. You're supposed to be in the healthcare field, so you're going to have doors just opening up for you left and right from now and, you know, for a while. I see those opening up for you. So, but that's something that you have a heart for, so definitely see you working in that area.
Do you feel I'll be financially okay until I could, you know, find another job? I mean,
Yeah, I know that you're struggling right now financially. I mean, you know, that's probably an understatement. But I definitely see you being okay until you get a job.
Yeah, I mean, I get that employment, but, you know, it's never enough.
Right, yeah. It's they just give you enough just to try to get by, but it never meets all the needs that you have. So
right.
It's better than nothing though. So
no, I agree. You know, like I said, I'm really watching my spending now. I'm only buying essentials,
right.
But you know, right. If I'm working again, you know, like I want a position where I could grow and expand. You know, and I do want to get more training,
right.
My own means. I'm hoping it's a good company, you know, so.
Yeah. Definitely see training for you and opening up more for you. So, okay. Hopefully that helps
you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mark. All right. Appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Let's go ahead and speak to, hold on. Everybody was getting ready to jump there, so I caught it that time. So let's go ahead and talk to Brian. Brian, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm in the midst of trying to find a job, and we talked about this before. I'm at a place right now where I don't want to work at before, and nothing seems to be coming through as far as job or anything I put in the past or anything that I'm even looking for now. I just want to know, when do you see things opening up?
Okay. Yeah, it feels like something new is opening up for you. It's like what I keep seeing, Brian, is like a brand new position for you, something that you haven't done before. You're going to be capable of doing it, but I just feel like the spirit just wants to open up new opportunities for growth for you. So definitely see you working. I would say it looks like later part of January, early February.
Okay, so you see something coming soon.
Yeah, I see something popping open soon for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
is it
go ahead.
Is it something I already applied for?
I feel like it's something that you've already applied for.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
Something opened
up.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in today.
Oh, no problem. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and talk to 303. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Property that I'm trying to sell, and I wanted to know what you see with that.
Okay. Have you just listed it or just put it up?
It's been up for a while.
It's been up for a while. Okay. Yeah, I don't see any movement on that till it looks like about April.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about April. I keep seeing springtime and stuff like that. So I'd say around April, that house will sell. So you're just going to have to be patient between now and then. And just trust spirit to open up the doors for you. but you're going to get a good buyer, and you're not going to take any loss on this property. You're going to get what you're asking for. So,
all right, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye bye. Let's go ahead and talk to Holly. You're on air.
Hi,
Holly. Hi,
oh,
how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. I think just a message from Spirit, if that's all right.
Okay. Basically, what I'm hearing is love yourself. So I keep hearing that. So what that means, Holly, is just love yourself and you know that the past is behind you, and this is a brand new year for you to move forward in your spiritual growth, and as you do so, definitely see doors opening up for you and things changing for you. This is going to be a really good year for you. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, are you working right now?
Yeah, I have a new apartment manager job.
Okay. Yeah, because it feels like it was like brand new or something like that. I don't know if you just started it or whatever.
Yeah, on
but...
November 15th.
Okay. Because it felt like brand new. So definitely something that you can do and definitely good for you. So, all right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I have open lines for the first time today. And call number is 347-327-9316. I do have open lines. So you get right in. So let's go ahead. Rose's mic is still showing me that she might want to talk to me. So let's see. Hi.
Hi, no. I just didn't flip myself over.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you.
I wanted to check. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. So, all right. I feel like that we're done with calls. I think everybody's I've spoke to. So, one thing I want us to do is just focus on what we want this year in our lives. What you know. I just, you know, people make New Year's resolutions and things like that. I'm not one of those guys. I don't make any. I know that I'm probably not going to keep them. So it's like, why make them? So, but, you know, the one thing that I think that Spirit wants to ask us today is what do we really want in our lives this year? You know, where do we want our spiritual growth to be at the end of this year? You know, what do we see that being? What do we focus on? And so I think that we just need to, you know, draw into ourselves those things that we want in our lives and you know, just trust Spirit to provide for us. Oh, update on my dad. He's still not feeling good. I talked to him a while ago. I'm at a friend's house, and I talked to him earlier today. I'm going to talk to him here in a little bit after the show. But he's still in pain. But that doesn't mean that Spirit's not healing him. sometimes that, you know, healing can be instant. Sometimes it takes a while. So, you know, one thing that we have to do this year more is have faith. You know, when we're asking for something, you know, do we waver just because it, you know, say, you know, we need a work or a job or something, and we ask for that, and it takes, you know, it's not instant. It takes maybe a week or so before anything opens up for us, or maybe even takes months. And we still have to have that faith. We still have to believe that Spirit's going to move on our behalf. And, you know, I'm doing that right now in my own life on a situation that I've been waiting for over a year now to hear something. But I know that Spirit's going to move, and, you know, it's going to be good when it happens. You know, it takes faith. But it's been a year waiting, and sometimes patiently and sometimes not so patiently. But, you know, we just have to just wait, and sometimes just wait on Spirit to move on our behalf. One thing I've learned in my life, though, is that Spirit always moves, not maybe on Michael's timeline, but on Spirit's timeline. And so sometimes that looks differently than what our time is. Rose, you want to do me a favor and check 303 for me and be sure that they don't want to talk again? So I watched a movie last night. It's an old movie called The Castaway, and it's about this guy. His plane goes down, and then he ends up being on an island for a while. Okay, thank you, Rose. And, you know, finally he gets rescued, but things have changed because it's like years before he gets rescued. But what I got out of it was, you know, he learned how to survive and take care of himself. And you know, I even felt like there was some spiritual stuff going on and just, you know, just trusting, you know, Spirit to get him through the situation. And so it was just a good movie. So I won't give it away just in case you want to watch it, but it's called The Castaway. It's a pretty old movie. It's, it was made like in 2000. So, all right. I feel like we're done. So I'm going to go ahead and get ready to close out for today. But I appreciate everybody that's called in. Oh, Rose wants to know if any more predictions. That's a good question. Do I have any more predictions? Let me see. One thing that I feel like that we're going to have to watch this year is maybe some terrorist things, but I feel like that they're going to be like in New York City, areas like that. Something to do with shopping centers. I feel like that could be a problem. So, all right. Let's go ahead, while I'm thinking of more predictions, let's go ahead and talk to 303. You're on air with me.
Hey,
hi.
Michael. How are you?
I'm good.
It's
how
Georgia.
Can I help you today?
Hi, Georgia. Yeah,
how can I help?
Hi, it's going good. I'm just wondering if you can look into that, you know, that townhome that I'm waiting to get rented out. I still haven't heard anything on it,
okay.
You know, from that one Eleanor girl who was anticipating. It seems like she's no longer interested. She hasn't given any feedback to the property managers.
Right.
So I was just
right.
wondering what you see now, because, I mean, I have like 2.5 weeks to either move in there or, you know.
Okay. All right. Moving in there is not an option. Is that correct? I mean,
it's not one that I want to do, no, but I mean, if it's necessary, you know, financially, then to keep up to, you know, 2 properties, because I'm already in a house, in an apartment.
Okay. One thing I'm going to tell you is I feel like you're going to have to move back there for just a little bit of time. You know, I don't know exactly why, but I definitely just see you moving back there for just a little bit of time, and then something changing with that. So.
Oh. Okay. Could it
okay.
be a settlement that I'm expecting that will change that?
Yeah. It feels like something happening like in a couple of months.
Okay.
That's going to change
okay.
that.
Okay, great. So, well, thanks, Michael.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Bye bye. Yeah. So, another prediction I'm going to make is President Obama is going to have a health scare, it looks like, this year. He's going to spend some time in the hospital. It's nothing major, nothing life-threatening for him, but it looks like a hospital stay. Vice President Biden would be in charge for a little bit just due to that the president's going to have to be like in, looks like maybe some kind of anesthesia or something like that where he could make some decisions. So Vice President Biden would be in charge for just a few days or so. But it's not life-threatening. Nothing's going to happen to the president. I don't see that. I see another severe storm. Looks like around New York City. Could be another hurricane that could affect that area in this year. So let me see what else is going on here. I don't have any more at this moment. So we'll make some more down the line. But so, all right, we're going to go ahead and close out for today. I appreciate everybody calling in and being a part of the show. So you guys have a great day. And continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for this program. Continue to pray for Rose. And continue to pray for my dad. I would appreciate it. Rose does a lot of work on this program. There are days that my lines are very busy. And I don't know what I would do without her. She keeps things moving and flowing pretty smooth. So if you've ever had a blog talk show, a call-in show, I can get a little hectic at times. And so Rose keeps me in line and keeps things moving here. So appreciate her and stuff like that. So, all right, let's go ahead and close out. And I'll talk to you next weekend. We'll be on sometime next weekend. I'm not sure exactly when. So I would say sometime Saturday, but we'll catch you then. Website address again is www.insightswithmichael.net. You can drop me an email at youareawakening@gmail.com. All right. Talk to you guys next weekend. Thank you. Love you. All right. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you as you roll on by me tomorrow.
Peace be with you.